Hello, I'm Jess Power, Associate Pro Vice Chancellor for Learning and Teaching Enhancement at the University of Salford, and I'm here with my co-presenters, Callum Thompson and Davina Whitnell, who introduce themselves as we move through the presentation. So today we'd like to share with you how our newly formed Learning and Teaching Centre at the University of Salford built a creative community to support academic practice. And to do that, we just want to kind of outline a little bit about ourselves. So we were a team that had come together containing a lot of different skill sets from a wide range of different areas. And we really wanted to use this as a new opportunity to create something that was different. So it was very much a new team coming together, but also a new vision for the university. And we had 14 individual colleagues that hadn't necessarily worked together before. And we really wanted to embrace that learning and teaching and showcase it across the university. So we set about designing a creative approach, and we really did start from a blank sheet of paper. We had no name, no preconceptions, and only some really high expectations of what we could achieve with the fantastic, talented people on our team. We were absolutely certain that we wanted to lead by example, and we really wanted to think about how we could be brave and new and learn and take forward some of that innovation that we had experienced from the change in delivery during the COVID pandemic. So we came up with our vision statements, and one of those is to be a nationally recognised centre of excellence for higher education. And we had our mission statement to really lead that university forward in terms of digitally enabled, but also a very much an inclusive and really focusing on society and the practice of scholarly education. So to do that, we devised our roadmap, and our journey is ongoing. It never ends. But we wanted to showcase some of the approaches that we took to really bring forward that creativity into the forefront of learning and teaching. And we think that's helped how people engage with us right across the institution. So we came together in October 21. We formed our team, and we really thought about how we were connecting both within the team but also across the entire university. And we thought about how we could work professionally and practically together, utilising the advanced technical and creative skills that we had on our team. We established new ways of working and really formed the LTech brand, which we're going to talk more about in a moment, during January and to June. And really establish the norms and the culture and what we wanted to do, but also what we needed to move away from as well. So there's a bit of letting go within all of this process as well. We set our strategy for short, medium and long term. And we really have moved now into focusing on our success and recognising our talent within the team, but across the broader university. And we want to showcase how we did that in quite a creative, artistic way.
Hi there, my name is Callum Thompson. I'm going to pick up the story of LTech with our strategy. Now, Jess has just mentioned a bit about us setting our strategy early on, looking at short, medium and long-term planning. But what we wanted to do with our strategy was really build this from the ground up with the teams. The whole team were engaged in developing our strategy, and we developed this into six pillars of aligning with the university strategy, celebrating best practice, recognising talent, transforming pedagogy, building sustainable networks, and enabling us. So six pillars which really positioned what LTech did as a new entity within the University of Salford. Now, the way we took this forward was then to think about how we communicate that with the rest of the university. We wanted to create a really clear, strong brand which placed us at the centre of our strategy and made it clear for all of our colleagues, partners and stakeholders see how we fit and operate within the university. And the concept we came up for with this was the idea of the strategy being a camera lens looking around the university and taking snapshots of the university around practice and around approaches which our colleagues were engaged with. So you'll see the graphic that we have on the poster is of the strategy being represented as this camera lens with the colours around that. Now, the colours, we worked with our marketing team, and what we wanted to do with LTech was distinct within the university while also fitting within the branding of the university as well. So working closely with our marketing department, we looked at the secondary colour palette for the branding of the university, and we built that in. So sort of University of Salford colours are red and black and a very dark blue. We brought in sort of the teal and turquoise, yellow and sort of pinky salmon colours as well. So I was looking to create a really clear visual that we could take forward into all the other visual imagery that we started to build up around LTech, which gave us such a strong brand. Now, the next step, working with our marketing department, was to create a logo. Now, within that logo, the sort of the ideas we really wanted to communicate were around us being sort of part of the university, but also being a hub, a sort of point of connection with the rest of the university, and being representative of four schools around the university. Now, we had a number of examples that we generated, then working with our marketing department, we came up with our final logo, which we think of as being four kites representing the four schools around the university. And this is a logo that we use regularly through all of our communications and marketing material, but that we also use to sub-brand as well. And that's something that we'll come on to later in the presentation. But really what we're looking for was something that was bold, that was bright, that was inviting, but it was representative and it showed a connection across the university, which what LTech really tries to be in the University of Salford, a bold, bright, connecting entity which brings our schools together along with our other partners and stakeholders. Now, following on from that, we then went through a process of thinking, how do we almost brand our team and think of ourselves as being part of this central group? Now, when we first went through this exercise, we were maybe, you know, 5 months into being a team as LTech, and we went through this process of thinking, like, how do we represent our diverse skills which we've brought to the team in a common and consistent way which people can look at and they get an idea of, if you like, what we are all about as a team. So working through this, we came up with the idea of, okay, so what if we were LTech top trumps? And we went through an exercise of thinking, okay, if we were top trumps, how would we score ourselves on our particular skills or on our interests and our abilities within that? Now, working through this process, we worked out from discussion within the team and with some of our partners around the university that perhaps scoring ourselves could be as sort of detrimental as it is positive. So we removed that. But what we did stick with was a really strong brand around an image of each member of the team on a really clear, bold, bright top trump card, which has their expertise, whether that is learning technologies or scholarly activity or pedagogic practice or assessment. So listing the things that were really interested as a team and communicating them across the university through a set of images which formed a really sort of clear set style for LTech resources, which we've taken elsewhere into our materials as well.
I'm going to pick up the rest of our story. My name is Davina Whitnall. The Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Lead for LTech, and the story that we're going to pick up is the creative approaches to planning and strategy, in particular embracing our creativeness. And you'll see some images on the poster of our strategy planning activity, which is messy, it's fun and purposeful. In these images you'll see that we're very hands-on, we're working with chocolate, with paint, with clay, and through this process working through what strategy and planning might look like, but in a very fun and collaborative way. It was a great way to bring everybody together, to have a strong focus, but also to foster a sense of creativity and a culture of creativity for innovation. So these unique staff development events enabled us to merge successfully planning and looking at strategy, our response to institutional requirements, through play and through imagination. And again, a really creative foundation for developing our brand. Then moving on to our hub site, our newsletter and external promotions. And here we pull on the sub-branding, which Callum referred to a little earlier. So the sub-branding takes its lead, the colour scheme, the palette from the original branding and is tweaked to have a really strong identity within itself. So we carry through that palette, but also have a distinction with the key events and activities as part of the LTEC calendar. Our branding is clearly linked through the colours and imagery, and then this continues around other artefacts that we have as a team. So, for example, although our layout on the hub is very simple, we carry through these colours, and particularly it's structured around what our audience does and how they want to find things rather than how we are structured. So, again, very centrally led by the need of the audience. One of the benefits of this approach is that we present LTEC as a single and consistent voice, a single brand, which is threaded through all that we do. And our dynamic, minimal but static structure enables us to do this and really surface information in a timely way. And the theme threads through in lots of different ways, from our newsletter to our hub site, and also to highlight key events through news feeds and other information. So this approach enables us to provide content and allow colleagues to contribute and search for content in a really accessible way. And some of our colleagues have also given their voice to what they think about this approach. In our feedback and evaluation, you will see a couple of comments from colleagues who have enabled LTEC and identified LTEC's brand and positioned it well within the university. They also see that we're a brand that's recognised and it sets us out as a unity within the university. So thank you for listening, and our creative approach, A Picture Tells a Thousand Words, thank you for your attention.